Tyrion seated himself and took a sip of wine. If a man paints a target on his chest, he should expect that sooner or later someone will loose an arrow at him. I've seen dead men with more humour than your Sir Alistair.
Not so, objected the Lord Steward, Bowen Marsh, a man as round and red as a pomegranate. You ought to hear the droll names he gives the lads he trains.
Tyrion had heard a few of those droll names. I'll wager the lads have a few names for him as well, he said. Chip the ice off your eyes, my good lords. Sir Alistair Thorne should be mucking out your stables, not drilling your young warriors.
The watch has no shortage of stable boys, Lord Mormont grumbled. That seems to be all they send us these days, stable boys and sneak thieves and rapers. Sir Alistair's an anointed knight, one of the few to take the black since I've been Lord Commander. He fought bravely at King's Landing.
On the wrong side, Sir Jeremy Ryker commented dryly.
I ought to know. I was there, on the battlements beside him. Tywin Lannister gave us a splendid choice. Take the black, or see our heads on spikes before evenfall. No offence intended, Tyrion.
Oh, none taken, Sir Jeremy. My father is very fond of spike heads, especially those of people who have annoyed him in some fashion. And a face as noble as yours, well, no doubt he saw you decorating the city wall about the King's Gate. I think you would have looked very striking up there.